reporting Speaker Mike Johnson has unveiled a long-awaited package of bills that will provide military aid to Ukraine and Israel, replenish U.S. weapons systems, and give humanitarian assistance to civilians in Gaza. CIA Director Bill Burns says Ukraine's future could well be in Congress's hands.
With the boost that would come from military assistance, both practically and psychologically, the Ukrainians are entirely capable of holding their own through 2024 and puncturing Putin's arrogant view that time is on his side. Without supplemental assistance, the picture is a lot more dire, I think. There is a very real risk that the Ukrainians could lose on the battlefield.
The bill is facing resistance from Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene and other House conservatives who have threatened Speaker Johnson with his ouster for supporting the bill. A dozen jurors have now been picked to hear former President Donald Trump's criminal trial in Manhattan. Only alternates remain to be picked. Correspondent Mike Cisak reports on one juror who was called back and then dismissed.
An IT professional had said during questioning that he found Donald Trump mysterious and fascinating, but prosecutors raised questions about whether he had honestly answered a question about having in the past been accused or convicted of a crime. Prosecutors said they found a news article about a man with the same name who had been arrested in the 1990s for tearing down political posters in the New York City suburb.
The selection of 12 jurors rapidly pushes the proceedings closer to seating a full panel and pivoting toward opening statements, which the trial judge had stated could start as early as Monday. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 22 points, the Nasdaq dropping 81, with the S&P 500 index lower by 11. This is SRN News. Christian schools produce better citizens.
A new study published in the Educational Psychology Review finds that religious institutions and private schools in general are better than the public schools, turning out students who possess civic literacy and are engaged citizens. Lead author Danish Shakil of Buckingham University tells the Christian Post that, quote, private schooling does not threaten democracy. In fact, it may strengthen it. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A search committee previously sued for gender discrimination has announced its pick for the next senior pastor of America's flagship black church. Kevin Johnson, founding pastor of Dare to Imagine Church in Philadelphia, will be recommended to lead the more than 200-year-old Abyssinian Baptist Church in New York. Ebony Turman, the former assistant pastor of the church, filed suit in federal court against the committee when she was not selected as a finalist. This is SRN News. Britain's Prince Harry has formally confirmed his residency in the United States, Lisa Dwyer reports.
Prince Harry, the son of King Charles III and fifth in line to the British throne, has formally confirmed he is now a U.S. resident. 4 years after Harry and his American wife, Meghan, moved to a villa on the Southern California coast, a travel company that he controls filed paperwork informing British authorities that he has moved and is now usually resident in the United States. While he is a resident, it does not make him a U.S. citizen. But the filing further separates Harry from his role as one of the King's Counselors of State, which are members of the royal family who can be deputized to carry out the duties of the monarch if he is unwell or out of the country. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
That formal acknowledgement underscores the prince's increasing estrangement from Britain. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.